Maria was 23 when an agent approached her with the promise of a $500 salary per month and benefits.
It was easy because the person that got me the job, he had people he was working with. So you don't really know what's going on. All you get is your visa and your ticket, and then you're paying some money, and if you just leave and go to the airport, there's always someone waiting for you.
Some Ugandan girls are required to pay agents up to 250 euros, sometimes even more. In most cases, poverty is the driving force that pushes girls like Maria out of their homes in search of a better life abroad.
It's not what attracted me to Oman, it was the job. I needed to work. So I could not stay sitting doing nothing, and I have bills to pay. So once I got the opportunity, I just got so excited, and I was like, okay, this is great. If I can make like $500 in a month, so I think it's okay for me to go. And I didn't think it was going to be so bad.
Maria left Uganda to work as a servant in Oman in late November 2015. It wasn't long before she soon realized something was wrong.
You reach the airport, the people are waiting for you. So when I reached the airport, and a guy picks me up with his, I don't know, wife in the car. And then he's like, give me your passport. And I'm like, no, this is mine. So I'm asking, so what am I going to do? And he's like, don't worry, it's okay. And then he drives for over 4 hours. It was at night. And then I reach, and I'm in the village. the two families. And then they tell me, you're supposed to take care of all these people. There were like 16 people. I had to clean, I had to cook, I had to practically do everything. Leather beds. It was just too much.
Did you know what you were signing yourself up for?
No, they told me I was going to sign when I got there. That's what they do. Before you sign, you're supposed to go to hospital. They do the blood work, check if you have HIV. And then after that, you go to the police and they get you an ID. Because if you're not okay health-wise, they're not going to let you stay in the country. They'll deport you back. When I got in, I worked for a week. And then they told me, okay, you're going to do what? You're going to the police and then we'll get you your paperwork. And then after that, we'll get you your contract. But then I didn't see the contract, and when I asked for it, all they gave me was stuff in Arabic, and I don't read Arabic. I didn't sign because I didn't know what I was signing up for. So I did not sign. Even when I got my ID, they did not give it to me.
Rights groups have long denounced the system known as kafala, which essentially binds a migrant worker's legal status to that of their employer.
You do not have a day off. You don't go out. You're actually locked inside. You don't go anywhere because you don't have your passport, you don't have your ID. So why are you going to go without an ID or your passport? You're not going to go anywhere.
Last year, over 2,500 victims of human trafficking in the Middle East were found to come from sub-Saharan Africa. This, according to the UN's Office on Drugs and Crime, most of them were women.
You wake up at 4 a.m., you make breakfast, you take it to everyone's house. After that, you clean the house, you help the kids with getting ready for school. And then you get like 15 minutes, you have to eat, and then you're back to the kitchen. You have to sit down in the kitchen, clean up everything, you know, after breakfast. And then after that, you have to make lunch. You're actually a waitress at that. You're taking their food. So you're working from 4 a.m. up to 11. You have a lot to do. You have to iron the clothes. And then you have to rest 1 hour. And then when you wake up, you have to clean again. It doesn't matter if it's already clean. They just don't care.
Middle East consultants offering Ugandans lucrative jobs abroad promise those wishing to return the possibility of doing so. Maria says, though, in reality, the process is far more difficult.
I called the person who got me there in the first place. I called someone in Kampala, the agent. And I'm like, what did you get me into? There's nothing sensible I'm doing here. I'm just tired. I need to go. And then she's like, don't worry. We're going to set you up with something better. Just hold on. And I'm like, no. I'm not going to do anything. I almost went crazy. I stopped working. I just locked myself up in the room. I just didn't go out. I call him and I tell him, you know what, Mike? I just want to go back home. And he's like, no, hold on. We're going to get you a better job. Don't worry. And I'm like, you promised something like $500. And I'm getting $200. Like, that is little money. I do so much. I do not have a day off. I don't have my passport. I cannot use my phone. I'm being shouted at all the time. I cannot move anywhere. I think even a dog has more freedom than me.
Maria staged a hunger strike and was eventually sold off to another family.
It was at night. So I didn't know the roads. I didn't know where I was. And then I get into another car, and then he gives my papers to another guy.
He is Maria's kafala or sponsor, responsible for bringing her over.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to die. And they're like, yeah, we're going to take you home. And then they drove for another 5 or 6 hours to another region. And it wasn't the airport. It was another house. I just didn't know what to think, what to do. I wasn't myself, really. I was like, God, it's going to end. I was just thinking about my mom, and it was just too much.
Despite being allowed internet access and being introduced to an all-English-speaking family, Maria's workload, in fact, intensified. Instead of working for just one house, she was spread across several.
If you complain, like, I cannot be here, they're still going to sell you off to another house. And once they sell you off, you know they're going to make a new visa.
And if victims get a new visa, their two-year contract ends up becoming a never-ending nightmare, explains Sarah Miles, who works with the organization Rahab Uganda.
We had so many girls contacting us. There's no way we can get them out of that country. They're stuck there until that visa expires. So people are still in Oman waiting to get out because the money's not there. Their government doesn't want to pay for it, and the government here in Uganda doesn't have the money. The families back here don't have the money, and they were expecting the person in Oman to make the money.
Calls to the police for help often lead victims to being arrested, while the nearest embassy is located miles away in Saudi Arabia.
If you run, you're going to end up on the streets, and if you end up on the streets, you're going to be a prostitute because you cannot get a job outside.
You're completely at the mercy of your employer.
That's absolutely
right. That's right.
They hold you.
They're the only ones who can get you out. They're the only ones. Not even the police is going to help you. Even if you run, they'll hold you. If they get you, then they'll take you back to the house. And like, that's your boss. You're supposed to work. You sign a contract.
An activist reached out to us saying this girl may or may not be on the plane. So I ended up going to the airport not knowing if she was actually going to be even allowed on the plane in Oman. It was by the grace of God that she got out of there.
How I go back, it's really, really disturbing. I had to do what I had to do besides paying money. And the guy was on my case. He was like, okay, if you want me to get your passport, because he had my passport then, I'll have to sleep with him or something. Yeah. And then I had to pay for my ticket with the little I had, and then I go back home.
What would you say to another young girl in your situation who might be thinking of traveling to the Middle East to find a better life and improve herself? You know, what words does she need to hear before making that decision?
It might be hard. There's nothing much that you can do. Maybe because after school, you don't have a job and you're desperate. And you really want to make it in life because that's what we all want. But then not all that glitters is gold, I think. Just don't go with the flow. Just be patient. Something better is going to come through for you. You don't have to trust anyone. It could be a cousin pimping you out or your friend. But just hold on and don't just go because they promised you money.
Maria returned to Uganda in July last year after 8 months of hell. It's one which Sarah says many Ugandan girls are still going back to.